Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, April 25th, 27th, and 26th and 27th, Nashville, Tennessee, home of the 2019 NFL Draft. And one of the young men making his path towards that day and that weekend is the Bethune-Cookman standout linebacker, Kevin Thompson. He was also in the Gridiron Showcase, a very, very solid week of practice down there, so much so that he went from the lower-level game, prompted up to the big-level game, and he got MVP honors. With that said, Kevin, welcome to the program. Can you believe your time at the collegiate level has kind of come and gone, and now you're in pro day mode and draft mode?
It went by fast in the blink of an eye. I'm just glad I took advantage of all my opportunities and left everything on the field.
Nice. So let's get, before we talk about, you know, how you got to where you were, how much did you relish in the idea that you went down to the state of Texas and you dominated the Gridiron Showcase in front of all those scouts?
Well, actually, I prepared for it, so it wasn't a surprise to me. You know, I trained almost each and every day before going down, and when I went down, I kind of felt good, put on a little bit of weight. And I just wanted to up my game and show scouts I was ready to play against any level of competition.
And that you did. And I also heard that you didn't, but I know they were curious to see you at the tight end position. What were your thoughts on that when they brought that to you?
I mean, they just asked me, would I be able to go both ways? And, you know, playing tight end, I played in high school. I played a little bit of athlete, ATH. But my agent wasn't comfortable with me playing tight end because if I was to get hurt in the game, it was at a position that I wasn't in the draft for. So, you know, it wasn't something that I wasn't able to do. It was something that was unsafe to do, especially training for what I trained for.
Right, I think though it's such a wonderful compliment to see the versatility that these guys kind of see something besides you being a great edge guy, outside linebacker, if you will, that they see that athleticism. Back in the day, growing up, were you a little bit better than all the other kids in sports for whatever you were doing? Were you the kid that everybody said, hey, this is the best one on the team?
No, I actually wasn't. When I first started playing football, I might have been one of the worst guys on my football team. I went from being one of the worst worst football players on my team to being one of the best at my position when I finally switched the defense from offense to tackle.
Okay, so when did that switch happen, Kevin?
This switch happened in 9/11 year. I was 10 years old. I was a little chubby on the chubby side, so they had me at left tackle, and I used to get beat a lot. So they took me from offense and put me on defense where though they felt like I could be aggressive, and that's when things started changing for me.
And then obviously you that chubbiness kind of faded away, and you started to grow and grow and kind of fill out that 6'4", 250-some-pound frame. Once again, Kevin Thompson, the standout linebacker from Bethune-Cookman, the Wildcat standout during this year on the C2P. You folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know, it's free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. Did I interrupt you?
Yes, I was actually going to correct you and tell you I played defense end. I'm probably going to play a little bit of outside linebacker the next level, but, you know, I'm still trying to keep my hand in the dirt. So if I got to put on weight, you know, I'm going to put on the weight necessary. But if I got to play outside, like outside end at the 3-4, I'm fine with playing that also and the outside backer. But my original position is a defensive end, you know.
Yeah. Oh, the versatility there and the athleticism. So let's kind of get into this. So I mean, you talk with guys down at the Gridiron Showcase. I'm sure you know you heard stuff while you were on campus throughout the season. Teams popping in. What have you heard, or what do you think teams are going to love about you when they break down tape?
I'm gonna say my relentlessness and my motor. Also, quick with my versatility, me being able to adapt and adjust to different positions. You know, me being able to be flexible with putting on weight and taking off weight. You know, my sideline to sideline ability, chasing down the ball. It's just a multitude of things that I'm gonna give to teams that they may not have. And I'm also gonna get that extra energy out there for my team. Whether we win or losing, you know, I'll be that energy and burst for my team.
Nice, nice. Now, I ask you this just to promote you. I mean, what goes unnoticed? Team captain, weight room warrior. Maybe the system, the schematics of the defense didn't allow you to do certain things that you know you could, but, you know, you weren't asked to do. What are some of the things that Kevin Thompson's awesome at that we've yet to see just because we can't see it on tape?
Stepping up the crosstown situation, making big plays happen when they need to happen.
Nice. That's a great one, Kevin. I've never heard that. We've been doing this show a long, long time. When they need to happen.
Yeah.
Now, is that
game film study or is that just intuition? I mean, or a combination of the both?
It's a combination of both. But, you know, this year I value myself on making plays happen. And when you make plays happen, just being an impact on the game, whether it's, you know, With my presence in the quarterback's face, a fumble, chasing the ball down, strip, anything that can give my team energy, I chose to take over in the game and try to make it my mission to do. Whether it was taking over and leading my team with words or taking over in the game for action or, you know, just giving my team some type of energy to feed off of.
I can feel it. I think you're feeding – I can't think you're giving the show energy right now, Kevin. I could just kind of feel it. I mean yeah, I can feel it. I think the audience can sense it as well. When we can tell when guys come on, you just got that pulse about you where I can imagine being in a huddle where, you know, you are getting the other 10 guys fired up and ready for the play. What's it like being in a huddle with you? I would assume you're the vocal leader. Are you the guy, like you said, the Energizer Bunny, the director out there?
Yes, sir. I take that role. Take that role with full pride. You know, just being an Energizer Bunny or whatever my team need, I try to go out and do. If we need a big play, shit, I'm gonna put it on my shoulders to try to go out and make a big play. But all in all, I'm a team guy. I'm big on the team guy. So I love to do my job. If I do my job and all other 10 people do our job, we put ourselves in a better position to win. So if we win at each individual position, you know, it brings our team closer together and, you know, we fulfill the things that we need to fulfill.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the Bethune-Cookman standout defensive end, Kevin Thompson. I've never had a Wildcat on the show that I love, and the tread continues. This goes back to Reggie Sandilands, Ryan Davis, Jawil Davis, Nick Collins. We've had a lot of Bethune-Cookman guys on, and in each one, we always kind of fell in love with. I told your agency when we were talking that I got to get Kevin on because I love Bethune-Cookman guys.
Yes, sir. I just noticed you said one of my teammates that I just was with this past weekend, Jawil Davis. I think he's going to share some good things this year.
What's it like just knowing that, you know, you saw him go through it, you played against it, you lined up with him again in practice? Does that kind of give you some more motivation that you know you can make this reality?
To be honest, he was one of the first guys I actually played with, after Bethune that has entered the draft and, you know, actually had a successful pass to the draft. And he showed me through everything, despite, like, injuries, through adversity and all them type of things, it's still possible. It's only not possible if you stop chasing your dream.
All right. That's it, too. Let me ask you this one, because you got terrific length. I mean, do you get comparisons? I mean, I know it's a cliche question to ask, but coaches, teammates, family, friends, do they say, hey, you know what, we're watching the Monday night game and this guy's coming off the edge. It kind of reminds us of you.
The comparison that I normally get, you know, as far as, you know, the game style and as far as, you know, they say I look like Von Miller a little bit. So they compare our game a little bit. But they say, you know, I'm a little on the raw side. So once I clean it up, you know, I'll probably be a phenomenal pass rusher and edge rusher, probably a little more better than Von Miller. But he's actually like my idol. His get off the ball,
nice.
You know, his power rush moves, his moves, his relentlessness, his awareness and everything that gets him to the ball is just phenomenal.
Nice. Now, Kevin, I don't want you to reveal your secrets, but I always consider a stack artist like a dunk artist. You know, Dominique had the double windmill. Jordan had the, you know, from the free throw line. I mean, what's your go-to sack move? What's the one you enjoy doing the most?
Well, right now, you know, I'm transitioning from a club rip into a double hand swipe. I'm changing my move from a double hand swipe because I believe, you know, even if I lose the pass rush or draw with the pass rush, it still gets my hips around and I'm still able to bend and run around my man.
Excellent, man. I love it. Once again, Kevin Thompson here on the C2P. Kevin, you've been fantastic. You've lived up to the love of all the Bethune-Cookman guys. You've carried on the tradition. But before we let you go, we always like to have a little fun. We call it three and out. Oh, we lost Kevin. I hope he calls back. We just dropped him. Hopefully he can call back in and we can get the last of the questions on. And you got to love the energy this young man brought. And, again, I was telling Glenn Wallace, his agent, that, you know, well, you know, when I knew he was a Bethune-Cookman guy, that I got to get him on. Love these guys. They just bring in a tenacity. I mean, they just bring fire. They bring fire to the show. They bring fire to the field. And, you know, and again, small school. But, again, you know, these guys do big things at the next level when they get their shot. If he's unable to call in, I'm not sure he's going to call back in. He might have thought that was it. We'll give him a minute. Anyways, if you want more of Kevin, we'll be posting his College of Pro bio at collegeofpro.com. iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, two ways to listen to this particular interview. Download it, listen to it again at your leisure. And then this interview will also be featured on his draft bio page if you go under defensive ends. And he had to correct me. I messed that up at the top of the show calling him the outside linebacker spot. But he definitely wants to do the D end and do his thing at the next level. So, again, oh, he's calling back in. Perfect. Kevin, we got you back?
Yes, we got me back, man. I don't know how I lost.
All right. No problem at all, man. Hey, it happens. Listen, before we let you go, though, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. You ready for a couple off-the-wall questions?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm always ready for off-the-wall questions and give it a little bit of juice.
Okay, now. All right. How about this one? We'll kind of warm it up. Do you have a crazy nickname? And if you don't, who had the craziest nickname amongst the Wildcats and how'd they get it?
I don't have a crazy nickname. Everybody just call me KT. But I'm going to have to go with who I want to say. Got the worst nickname. I guess I go with that one. My quarterback, his name is Fat, so he only weighed like 180, 170, 180. So the name kind of don't fit, but it fit for him, I guess. And Fats is really he's running pretty fast, so.
I like it. How about this one? Head coach Terry Sims. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Sims, and what they do in front of him?
Oh yes. Who I want to say do the best impersonation of Coach Sims? I want to say Malik, I don't know. A lot of people do the impersonation of Coach Sims, but I really want to say it's kind of hard. I want to say Deron Maxwell. He's our nickelbacker at all corner.
Okay.
He does the best impersonation of Coach Sims, and it's actually funny because it sounds like Coach Sims himself is saying it.
Excellent. And how about this one? Are you a better dancer or a better dresser?
Man, you know I can't dance. I'm too big to be a dancer. So I'm going to go with better dresser.
Okay. Fair enough. And then the final one, Kevin, we've been asking this question for a long time. We always tally up the names and announce the winner right before the draft. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's Kevin Thompson going to invite to dinner?
Ooh, you had to ask me that one, didn't you? Somebody ain't gonna like this.
I had to.
But who I wanna take out to dinner? I don't wanna take out Beyonce. I think I wanna take out Kylie Jenner. Or
her name came up about 3 shows ago.
But what's the girl name? What song? A bad bit like the one that like off the toe off the Southeast toe. What's her name? Damn, I can't think of her name. I'm gonna go Kylie Jenner right now.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that, man. Kevin, superb job. Can't wait to find out where you land. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Most definitely, man. You know, I'm just out here grinding each and every day, man. Like it's my last day. I got another mouth to feed, and you know, just trying to provide for my family.
That's the way to do it, man. Awesome stuff. Kevin Thompson, the standout defensive end for Bethune-Cookman, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And I told you guys, you got to love the Wildcats. They bring energy. And he brought the energy. You could just feel this kid. I could just see these are the guys you just want to just line up with them, be in the huddle, and just watch them do their thing. They get you jacked up because he's already jacked up, and then this thing just kind of carries over to success. If you want more, Kevin, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then his draft bio. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P. Yeah.